Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Three Way of Awesome podcast. I am Matt, and I'm here with Leaper and Stefan. What's up, guys?
Yo.
What's up, guys? Well, wait, I just said what you said.
That's what I said. So what's up, guys?
Yeah, dude.
Bye. No, that's not good. Fuck. I got nothing.
How are you? There you go. I'm great.
Good.
How are you?
So I spent all day today fixing things.
What'd you fix?
First of all, I did a lot of work on my car. Like, I put in new brake pads. I put in a new PCV valve. I put in a new fuel filter. And I flushed the transmission fluid and filled it back up.
You got flushed a nice big shit. Shot of transmission fluid.
I did. I got like a mouthful of transmission fluid. Because on Chevy Impalas, apparently you have to drop the oil pan to get to the transmission.
Yeah.
And it's a huge fucking mess. So we're like, how are we going to do this without dropping the pan? I'm like, got it. We stick a hose in there. And so where the dipstick goes, we stuck a hose in there.
Yeah.
And it just sucked on one end. And then you get a mouthful of transmission fluid, but it'll drain out. And then it started going to a drip, so we just put it in the shop back and turned that on, and it sucked it out.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then I got two...
Did you spit it out, or...?
I spit it out pretty quickly. Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Old burnt transmission fluid is not the best.
What it tastes like.
He just told you.
Tastes like old burnt transmission fluid.
What have they been eating?
There's no equivalent to that. You got to taste transmission fluid to know what transmission fluid tastes like.
I know what oil tastes like. That sucks, but...
Oil? Ugh.
Yeah.
I got my oil changed at the dealership on Thursday. Got a free one.
Nice.
And then I replaced two lights above my license plate because those burnt out.
Those are pretty easy to fix, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Unscrew the back and put the light bulb in.
Well, I had to unscrew like these 7mm bolts right under my bumper, but it still wasn't bad. You just had to kind of push up on the bumper and they fell out.
Gotcha.
And then I got two new tires put on Thursday. Did I do that? No, I did that Saturday. Did that yesterday. Well, Saturday. I guess people will be listening to this and it was 2 days ago. But I've done a lot of work on my car. It is road trip ready.
Good. It's good though.
Now, if someone else's car breaks down while we're going there, and I'm like, did you do any work on it? No. Fuck you! I spent days on mine! And the thing is, the only thing that was really urgent with mine was brake pads. Everything else probably could have waited till...
Did it make that sound when you hit on the brakes, like the grinding sound?
No, not yet. When I was actually at the dealership getting my oil changed, they said, your brake pads are nearly metal to metal.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, I better do that soon then. So everything else probably could have waited till winter, but I figured I'd get it done now before I, you know, put like 1,300 miles on it.
Das ist gut.
Yeah. So I'm going to be so ready. And trust me, I am so ready for SGC.
Are you ready?
Yes. I need a vacation. Oh, man. I want to go to Dallas and just fucking watch.
Just let it all hang out.
Watch Battle Kids. Watch Battle Kid. Watch people play Battle Kid. That's actually something I'm looking forward to.
What are some of the things they're going to have?
A lot of the same stuff as last year. Then just different, like, main guests, kind of.
The spoony one's going to be there. I have a question that I'm going to ask him at his panel. If he's had any more run-ins with Dixie Carter.
Oh,
he probably would have let us know, but I want to know. I want to know where that thing went. I don't. Maybe they boned.
Did Chris Gold, dude, ever respond to anything?
What do you mean?
Did he ever say anything about your?
He said something in response, like, I don't know, like, oh, something stupid, like, some, you know, he's totally. Type. He can't be serious because he was like shooting wrestling promos. Like, I don't know anybody that
Chris
does
Gold.
That in like life.
Chris Gold. I don't know, dude. He might be pretty fixated on that persona because if that's his forum persona on the Screw Attack forums, you know, when he goes to SGC, he's gonna feel like he needs to keep that up.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
And like Jose said, he wouldn't stop talking in the line to Iron Man of Gaming. Right,
that was another guy. But yeah,
I could have sworn it was Jose.
I'm positive it was another guy.
I'm positive Jose said something.
You can, well, I know Jose said something.
I swear he said something just like that, though.
You can look it up, but I know that another guy was talking about the line. Jose was talking about how he doesn't win anything or something stupid like that. But yeah, the line thing was definitely.
I could have sworn that was in the same post.
I'm gonna say, if
you
see him,
you should be like, "You want to shoot wrestling promos? Let's have a wrestling match, huh?"
I'm gonna say the line thing was one of like the mods, like the Bracky Wacky or something like that.
Could have been. You know, that would be great because you'd be like, "Let's have a wrestling match," and then I'll interfere and I'll pump kick him right in the face. I'll go, "Chris Gold!" Oh no, dress like Gold Dust. He wouldn't know what to expect. He's just going to sit there. You'd crouch down like he does and kind of stare at him. And do a little Cowardly Lion thing.
Wrestling was on today. WGN.
Yeah. I watched for like 2 seconds and then changed the
channel. All I saw was the intro Gold Dust and Mark Henry together. And then I just changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm out.
Oh, speaking of that kind of reaction... I'm out.
Yeah.
So my friend Sam goes, "Hey, these people did a rap video about Omaha. You want to watch it?" I'm like, "I guess." He goes, "See how long you can last." It's about 10 seconds into the video, and this guy jumps out of the back of an Escalade with a Pittsburgh hat on. I'm like, "I'm out." I'm like, "Come on. If you're doing a rap video about one city, you can't seriously wear a hat
from another
to
city.
Represent that city. You gotta wear a Pittsburgh hat. Like anything. A UNO hat, a Nebraska hat, Creighton hat, Royals hat, a beef hat, an Omaha beef hat."
Was it like a Pittsburgh Steelers hat?
It was a Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
Which they're the same colors and it's pretty obvious that it was a Pittsburgh Pirates.
So let's say if it's like a NFL football team, that kind of makes sense because we don't have our own damn football team, so it's kind of funny to think about everybody has to wear other people's hats.
Well, it's just kind of weird because, like, the Pittsburgh Pirates hat, it's black with a yellow P on it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, even if you didn't know what that hat was, you'd be like, "Omaha hat with a P."
Omaha?
Could have been anything else, and no, completely failed at that. How do you do that?
Apparently that guy did it.
It's ridiculous.
Diddy did it.
Diddy didn't do it. Hey, there's my dad probably grabbing milk, right?
Eating him a bowl of cereal.
He does it every time. He goes upstairs and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna start eating." "Oh, I didn't grab milk." You know, you should think of grabbing milk like first.
There should be some up there. Yeah.
Hey,
just keep it in the fridge.
I don't drink milk, so I can't help you. But you're right. There should be some up there.
There's milk in my fridge upstairs.
You only have an upstairs.
Yeah, I know. I only have one fridge, too.
All right, Leaper, are you ready to do news?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. All right, Leaper, what do you got?
All right. First story. A burglar escapes police search by hiding under a bed.
Wow.
They didn't look under the bed.
Yeah, that's like the one place anybody would look.
He, apparently police were called after a neighbor saw this man sneak in through an open window. And the man hid under the bed. And police didn't find anything unusual, so they didn't check under the bed.
Not only would police not find him, but the monsters can't get him either.
Yeah, you're right. Because they're like, "Dude, he's fucking under our bed. Where are we supposed to go now?" And
yes, that is
even
how
like a 5-year-old would check under the bed like the first thing.
Yeah,
well, that's because that's where they put all their toys.
Yeah, when maybe they figured that a person couldn't fit under the bed.
Maybe. But if you're desperate enough, you're gonna hide wherever the hell you can.
Yeah, I'd be like, "Fuck!"
You're in a sewer pipe.
And but the man who owned the house went to go to sleep and the guy tried to sneak out while the guy was trying to sleep, and the guy heard a rustling sound and he just looks down and there's this guy crawling out from under his bed. I guess he wrestled with him a little bit.
He probably went and beat his wife. Why is your boyfriend hiding under my bed?
He wrestled with him a little bit.
Yeah, like,
That's when you just Goomba stomp him off the bed. You jump off the bed and wham, double feet, Goomba stomp.
I guess he like wrestled him out onto his deck, and the neighbor saw it again and called police. Boy, that neighbor is a nosy neighbor. Why is he watching that house all the time? And he went to jail for, I guess, like, was sentenced to 3 years or something like
it's
that.
It's like Tyler's parents. Like, when we'd be at Stefan's house, he'd open the blinds, and there's Tyler's mom standing in the window staring at Stefan's house.
Next story, a Los Angeles airport terminal was evacuated after a man claimed he had a bomb. What this man did is he ran outside, grabbed someone's luggage, ran back inside, and said he had a bomb.
What was the purpose of this?
Probably just to gain attention. Crazy people need their 15 minutes of fame, I guess. You know LA, all those movie stars, and everybody wants to be one. And then onward to the Gulf of Mexico here with BP.
Onward to the Gulf of Mexico.
BP document states that its last worst scenario...
Worst scenario?
BP document states last worst case scenario is irrelevant. Its old total was about 60,000 barrels of oil spilling a day. Apparently now the worst case scenario is that there's 100,000 barrels of oil spilling a day, or 4.2 million gallons of oil a day.
So wait, their worst case scenario is 100,000 or 4.2?
It was 60,000.
But
now it's 100,000 barrels, which is 4.2 million.
Oh, 100,000 barrels. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of oil.
That is a lot of oil.
Maybe we should like look for other fuel sources.
Okay. No, you can't do that. Someone on Twitter that I follow that I can't remember said something funny, is that we're finally reaching the point where we're so advanced that we can just use water to power our cars. But you just got to get it from the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah.
Crazy people spilling oil all over the place. Sounds like a shitty deal.
And then Mr. Beans on Capitol Hill going, "Well, it is not my fault." Seriously, the CEO of BP looks like Mr. Bean.
Does he really?
Yeah. Looks like a younger Mr. Bean.
You know, they got a show on MTV now. Just came on. It's called Warren the Ape, but it's like a spinoff of Greg the Bunny. Do any of you remember that show?
I remember TJ loved that show.
Greg the Bunny?
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
It was on Fox. Didn't last very long. It was like maybe like
it
3 months.
Was it a bunny in a basement that could talk or something?
Well, it was a puppet bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they like made a TV show of some sort, and it had this guy, Warren the Ape, and he's this little ape dude with a helmet on, football helmet. It was a good it was a good show when I was like 11. I thought it was funny. I don't know if it would be a good show now. Anyways, totally sidetracked here. In order to this Joran Vandersloot guy, he was accused of killing some girl in Aruba, and now
Natalie Holloway.
He's not only accused, but he's going on trial for murdering another lady in Lima, Peru. And in order to even see the jail cell of where he stays at, you need fingerprint scans and a full body scan to even walk through this prison. The prison's called Castro Castro, and it's home to Peru's most violent criminals, including terrorists. And it's only built to hold about 700, has about 1,600 inmates.
1,600? Holy shit.
They're fitting 4 to 6 people to a cell.
Wow.
Yeah. That sounds terrible. Sounds like a bunch of man love. And final story. Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs. Campbell's Soup Company is recalling 15 million pounds of SpaghettiOs with meatballs because of the possible fact that it was underprocessed.
You know, every time I see SpaghettiOs like in the cupboard, I'm like, hey, SpaghettiOs, that's not a bad idea. And then I eat them, and I'm like,
and
oh
it's
my
the worst
God,
idea
I
ever
hate
SpaghettiOs.
Had
SpaghettiOs
but
are terrible.
I always forget how bad the last time was. Because then I'll see them again, I'll be like, yeah, I guess I'll eat SpaghettiOs. I'm like, ugh.
SpaghettiOs and raviolis. I like those.
I like the raviolis.
And tortinis. Or something like that.
I used to like the raviolis, but I kind of like grew out of them. I can't stand them anymore.
An alphabet soup?
Not so much.
Look, my soup says ooh.
Those are Cheerios. All right, and I'm out.
All right, well, let's move on to sports then. Leaper, if we were a company, I'd fire you. You'd be so fired.
I'm not like this at work. Well, at Burger King I was like that all the time. But that's because I own the joint.
All right, College World Series is underway. Three games have been played. TCU rolled Florida. TCU beat Florida State. UCLA beat Florida. And in the never-ending game, Oklahoma beat South Carolina.
Woo, Oklahoma!
After a couple rain delays and slow-ass play.
Dude, when I was driving here, it was like lightning all over the place. It's just
been doing that like the whole time.
Yeah, but I've been inside most of the day.
All right. I don't know how to pronounce this name. Graham or Grame? G-R-A-E-M-E.
Grim.
Grim?
Yeah.
There's an A in there.
Grima.
All right, well, Grima McDowell of Northern Ireland wins the U.S. Open after a shocking collapse by the former leader, Dustin Johnson. Something I should know about your brother?
What is this, soccer?
No, this is golf.
Oh, yeah, golf. I actually knew that because I was at Texas Roadhouse the other night, and we were all sitting there, and we looked up on the screen and said Dustin Johnson, and he said, yeah, there's a really good golfer, has the same name.
Huh.
So it's not your brother?
No.
Oh, I thought it was. That's why I did the story. I thought it was his brother. All right, 10 alternative uses for the Vuvuzela.
The what?
The Vuvuzela.
Okay.
You know, that South African instrument played
during the
World Cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
So damn annoying.
Now, to set the mood for this, I'm going to play one. All right, you could use it as a flower pot. You could use it as a peg leg. You could use it as a spare table leg, a baseball bat, a drinking implement, an old-fashioned hearing aid.
I can't take it anymore.
An arm extension, a telescope, a blow dart, a deafening machine. And that's all. Austin's head probably exploded if he listened to that.
I don't even know why they're allowed to play that shit in there.
Because it's apparently South African tradition.
Yeah.
That's like if I, like...
I'm pretty sure they're not going to hold any games there
anymore. And the World Cup will never be held.
That's like if I took, like, a broken harmonica and made it tradition. And we're like, we're going to bring these broken harmonicas to every game. And they're just like...
I'm like, yeah, we sacrifice people. That's kind of our tradition at soccer games. So if you're going to play in our area,
that's our thing. All right. Jamaica wants to bring in a new Olympic sport. Can you guys guess what that sport is?
Smoking marijuana.
No.
Does it have to do with
trees?
No.
Playing reggae?
No.
Drums?
No.
What are Jamaicans good at? What are Jamaicans good at?
They're good at one thing. Dominoes.
Wow.
Oh, and bobsledding.
Apparently. Cool runners.
Yeah. Cool running.
But apparently Jamaica's lobbying for dominoes to be added to the Olympics.
Fucking so dominoes, they could actually win something.
I don't even really care.
They win a track and field.
To be honest, it's so dumb.
But fucking dominoes, are you serious?
Same with like Scrabble and all those other things. Like, sure, they're fun to play, but really, when I think Olympic, I think like sports and, you know, running around and competing with athletics, not
actually
your mind.
Do something.
Yeah. Rather than
like
just
maybe,
play dominoes.
Maybe if they want to have like a board game Olympics or like, you know, like mental Olympics or strategic Olympics, sure, go for that.
If
but
they had like a Pogo Monopoly Here and Now edition of Olympics, I would totally qualify for that. All right, next up, Allen Iverson's planning a comeback. Apparently, you can just plan a comeback.
Really?
Apparently you could just plan to get better.
Oh.
You know? You can get old and get worse, and then you can plan to get better, apparently. That's just how it happens.
Allen Iverson.
Doesn't always work out very well, though.
No, Allen Iverson is pretty old.
Like, look what happened to Jordan and Rodman.
Yeah.
They tried to make comebacks, and they didn't do
so. Stephon Marbury, someone I've reported on a few times, you know, he was on camera eating Vaseline. And he planned to come back, and now he's playing in China or something. I don't know. Los Angeles Lakers defeated the Boston Celtics to win the NBA championship, and in true LA fashion, they destroyed their city. Apparently, when LA teams win championships, everyone just fucking riots.
Heard something about that on the radio. Yeah, either win or lose, they always riot. It's like, it's lose-lose for their town, so what the hell is... That's so dumb.
Like, I don't understand that. Like, LA always riots. New York doesn't really riot. I think Philadelphia does sometimes, and Chicago does. But, like, when St. Louis wins the Super Bowl, you don't see them rioting.
I don't even see the point. It's like, why would you break your own shit? At least go to the other city, like, to the side and start breaking their
shit. Just go to Boston and riot there.
Don't break your own shit.
It's just crazy. Like, they're turning over taxi cabs and lighting them on fire and shit.
They're just very passionate about winning.
That's just so dumb, though.
All right, more World Cup news. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
No, God.
Man killed by family for watching World Cup on TV.
What the hell?
In Johannesburg, police say a South African man who wanted to watch a World Cup match instead of a religious program was beaten to death by his family in the northeastern part of the country.
Oh, my God.
David Makoya, a 61-year-old man from the small village of Makewa, Limpopo province, that's a funny name, fought with his wife and two children for the remote control on Sunday because he wanted to watch Germany play Australia in the World Cup. The others, however, wanted to watch a gospel show. He said, "No, I want to watch soccer," police spokesman Mothman Malefo said Thursday. That's when the argument came about. In that argument, they started assaulting him. And then they beat him to death.
God.
Go buy another damn TV. Holy shit, don't beat him to death. Dear God. This is retarded.
He was attacked by his 68-year-old wife, 36-year-old son, and 23-year-old daughter.
Wow. He was black. I was going to ask if he was white or black, but he's black.
Why does that matter?
His name was David.
I was just curious.
Here's your David's black name?
No, I'm not, but I'm pretty sure he was.
But his wife was Francina, son Colin, and 23-year-old daughter Lebegang.
Colin is like the whitest you can get.
They could have been white, you know.
I guess.
Only second to, like, Charles. That's, hello, like, the most ginger name.
Or Bradley.
Charles.
Whenever I think Charles, I think Chucky or Charles are his dad from Rugrats.
Yeah.
Charles.
Charles Finster.
Yeah.
All right, so last week I reported that the Big 12 was all but done for. Colorado and Nebraska left. No.
It's not.
Texas kind of cut a deal. Texas is supposed to get like $24 million out of TV, along with Oklahoma, and everyone else is supposed to get like 14 or something. But Texas gets to launch its own like Longhorn network.
Woo.
Yeah, that's going to be like hell to watch if you're anything but a Texas fan. Like, even if you're like a Baylor fan who really doesn't matter in any sport, watching the Longhorn network's got to suck.
Yep. Longhorn.
So, welcome. So just to keep you guys in the groove here, the Big 12
is
now has 10 teams. The Big 10 now has 12 teams.
Oh.
And the Pac-10 also has 12 teams. Utah joined the Pac-10 this week.
Good for them, Mormons.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
All right, and last for sports, the 10 worst World Cup teams. South Korea in 1954, El Salvador in 1982, Zaire in 1974, Saudi Arabia in 02, Greece in 94. Greece has always sucked in the World Cup. The Dutch East Indies in 1938, the United Arab Emirates in 1990, Serbia and Montenegro in 2006, Mexico in 1978, and China in 2002.
Huh.
Bad World Cup teams.
Why are they bad? They just really, 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 really suck.
You probably didn't want me to go through all the paragraphs there.
No, probably
not. I just figured I'd list them out.
Okay.
Or else it'd just sound like this.
It sounds like the parents like or bees. The teacher, Charlie Brown.
Oh, my God. Oh, I do. Okay. Okay. All right, that'll do it for sports. We're going to move it on to video games. That radical. Holy shit, we're not even at a half hour.
Okay.
We just blow through this podcast. Giggity.
We're on the speed track.
There, let me hit the giggity sound effect. Oh, shit.
Oh, God, no.
I hate you, bees.
Oh, that's something I should have got just to play over that. All right. The 10 most underrated games of E3. We'll start off with Silent Hill 8.
Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't realize they're up that far.
Yeah.
It's like they just jumped from like 3 to 8.
Yeah.
The Third Birthday.
What the fuck is that?
It's been 10 years since Aya Brea made an appearance in our games with her knack for sniffing out neo mitochondrial creatures.
Oh, the Third Parasite Birthday. Eve.
All right, thank you, Leaper. Final Fantasy, Four Heroes of Light. Looks like shit. Seriously, it looks like a PS1 game here.
Is it on like the DS or something?
PSP.
That doesn't
DS.
Exclude it. The DS can do better than what this looks like. I mean, this looks awful, but it might be. Final Fantasy has been extremely busy lately with FF13's release and the development of FF13 Versus and Agito.
What?
And the development of Final Fantasy 14 MMO. That isn't to say that there wasn't time for original DS games. So yeah, it's a DS game, and even for the DS, that's pretty shitty.
Maybe it's a 3D DS.
Maybe it could be extremely fun, so I guess I shouldn't just knock on it for that, but looks-wise, it doesn't look anything special.
You know what? MMO actually looks kind of cool, even though I'm not really interested in MMOs or Star Wars.
What?
The Star Wars MMO. what is that called? Knights of the Old Republic?
It does look pretty good. I kind of want to play.
No, that's a...
No, I know it's a game, but I mean, they're actually making an MMO based off of that.
Oh.
Yeah. I kind of want to start playing some sort of MMO. I don't know why. But they're fun.
The only one that really interested me is beyond this one that looks kind of cool, but I probably still won't play it unless I have like a really good computer by then, is the Champions Online.
Yeah.
And I heard those games don't really get good reviews, but I would love a superhero one.
The only game, the only computer I could really play a game like that on is this one right here, but I probably shouldn't. Trying to leave this just for, audio and video stuff, but... Since my Xbox broke, I went and got Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition for my computer, and it keeps crashing on my laptop, so I might have to bring it down here to play it.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, boy.
Next up is Shank.
I shank you. It's all about building the shank. You create your shank in jail out of whatever you can find. Just make sure the guards don't see it, and then you shank your enemy. Guy scuff your shoe, or speaking of scuff your shoe, I actually got a really funny story.
Okay, shoot.
I was putting all the stuff away when working by myself on Saturday night, and I was dragging one of these giant cones we have to mark off spots, and these drunk kids, that were leaving, they were walking backwards, and one of them like wasn't even watching where he was going. I'm trying to put this shit away, so I'm dragging it, and these are like heavy, so I'm just dragging it, and it hits like the back of his shoe, and he started flipping balls at me like, I better not see a scuff on my shoe. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? First of all, you're white. Second of all, who gives a shit if your shoe has a scuff on it, you fucking fag? Get over it.
Maybe you shouldn't walk backwards while drunk.
That was so dumb.
All right, next up is body count. Steffens is almost at 1, apparently.
Yeah, I winked at me there. Yeah. Dragon Ball Z Raging Blast 2. Gave your mom a Raging Blast.
It's over 9,000.
After that is Final Fantasy 14, Jump Gate Evolution. I'm getting there. XCOM.
That game actually looks kind of neat.
Duke Nukem Manhattan Project.
Is that what this that secret thing was? Because I never even heard anything about it while watching.
I didn't hear anything about it either, but it very well could have been. It's an Xbox Live Arcade game.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm saying that it's not the secret thing or whatever, because that game's already been made.
What?
Before.
Manhattan Project?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But maybe the teaser was that they're releasing it for the Xbox Live Arcade.
Maybe.
So, who knows? Anyway, did you know Rare is making the Kinect Sports game?
I think so. Yeah, I kind of did.
Anyways, they claim lag is not an issue. Apparently, it looked really laggy when people were playing it.
Huh.
And right here, Rare claims lag is not an issue with their Kinect Sports.
Are we going to talk about E3 like in depth or anything? Because I've watched like all of their coverage.
We can. I got a few more E3 stories before we can get through those. Actually, we can probably just get through video games before we talk E3.
Okay.
Civilization 5. The trailer looks awesome. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
There's not much more on it except that it's Civilization. You can't really go wrong.
It's got like new battling system, and it's like hexagon spaces now instead of like squares. It looks kind of neat.
You're welcome, you guys, for turning you on to that.
Doesn't look bad neat, but it looks neat. He likes it more than I do.
I do like it more than stuff.
Getting my ass kicked terribly kind of winged me off of it.
You know those people that are like unreasonably good at a video game?
Yeah, that is Leaper.
Leaper's one of those guys.
Like, I still enjoy playing it, but holy shit, it's like there's a time where you just play someone and, you know, you lose in a close battle, or, you know, it was their game. They were just having a good night, and you weren't having a good night. But he consistently just dominates. And it's like, what does he do?
You know what's funny is when we were playing a game, it was me, Leaper, and Austin.
Yeah.
And I made Austin mad, so he's like, "I hope Leaper beats you." What am I gonna say to that? Like, no. Because Leaper's gonna whoop my ass. You know, like, what am I gonna do? And he's like,
"Damn you for not giving me your support."
Austin's like, "I'm on Leaper's side." Jesus Christ.
And then I just dominated the shit out of him after you left. I think that was the same night.
No, that was when he was playing as Germany and couldn't get his city to grow.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then he left because he was upset.
Oh, gotcha.
Das Boot.
Anyway, so PlayStation kind of jumps on the Nintendo bandwagon with the Move. It, side by side, it almost looks like a freaking Wii controller, except for the ball.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo is considering jumping on the Sony bandwagon, and they're considering 3D for their next console.
Oh. What
the fuck was that?
Isn't
it a DS 3D type
thing? No, they're thinking of a console as a successor to the Wii down the road that might go 3D.
Interesting.
Maybe they won't give it a gay name like the Wii.
Personally, like, the 3D to me, unless it's like really done well, isn't that special.
Well, it just seems that, like, all these things are nice for, like, I hate to say, like, the casual fan, but kind of the casual fan. Like, 3D, like, unless you're putting that into Call of Duty or Halo or something like that, I'm not really going to care. I don't want to play Nintendogs in 3D.
It was during one of their conferences, the Nintendo one, you know, how, like, the 3DS has a lot of developers and stuff interested, like Metal Gear Solid possibly, and Resident Evil and those kind of games. And to me, Resident Evil sounds like a really fun one, because he explained, like, you know, hallways are going to seem a lot scarier if they have actual depth to them.
Yeah.
Like 3D, and then stuff could jump out at you. That's, like, what I would enjoy.
You know what game would be nuts in 3D? Fucking Portal.
That would be pretty sweet.
Anyway, another thing I was going to mention is the motion controls. Like, the only thing I've seen, like, that looks actually really fun with motion controls is the PlayStation Move. Apparently, Killzone 3 will support it.
Yeah.
That looks interesting. The rest is just, it's just the same kind of, it's a sports game. You know, sorcery for the PlayStation 3. It looked fine. It looked like Harry Potter without the license. But, again, it was
hit a button, flick your wrist, and shoot a spell. You know, it's like, eh. It's all just stuff that I don't really care to play, even though it is kind of cool.
It's all been done.
It's just something I'm not going to go out of my way to get.
Yeah. The only Mortal Kombat, the next one's going to be in 3D. Like, on the PS3, it has an option for it.
Gotcha.
And it looked kind of interesting, but at the same time, it's just like, with 3D, that's one of those things that, you know, you see a few times, you're like, oh, that's pretty sweet. But then afterwards, it's just like, okay, I've seen this, you know, I've seen this in 3D. Oh, well.
You like, see it once, you're good.
I mean, and also 3D TVs. Those are like a shit ton of money right now.
Yeah, they're like $3,500.
Like, it's not just the PS3 like that you
Sony
need.
A Sony 3D TV is $5,000.
Is yeah, it really? You need, like, you can't just have the console.
And the glasses
you got to have
for
the TV.
And the glasses for it are like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, no, I'm not dropping. I don't have that money to drop, first of all, and I'm not going to waste my money just for that.
Fuck that, dude.
Not
Fuck
until
that.
Another, like, 10 years would I, like, you know, until it drops
first,
down to, like.
Let's see if it actually, like, sticks around.
Yeah. Yeah. 3D is kind of like a big craze now, but maybe not in the future.
Kind of like plasma TVs.
Yeah.
As soon as LCD came out, those were...
And I did a story on in entertainment, you know, weeks ago about how 3D gives you headaches and stuff, so we don't even know, like, the long-term effects of what it could possibly do to your fucking brain. Give you, like, a tumor or something.
Yeah. I'm a tumor.
I'm a tumor. Hey, I think I have that sound effect.
That's not
But as far as the move goes, there was a couple games that... look kind of cool. There's one that sorcerers that actually
looked
pretty neat.
I thought it looked neat, but I thought just the move didn't really add that much to it.
Oh yeah,
you,
a lot
you
of
flick
these
your
were,
wrist, sure, that's fine, but
to me a lot of these are stuff Wii's already done. Like I watch Kinect's little presentation and the move and I'm like 90% of their games were like sports games and sports oriented, like, you know, Wii Sports type of games, and it's like the Wii's already done this. Give us something like groundbreaking. Like the Kinect had one where, you know, you're just like working out and it like has your body in there and you see it on screen and it actually can, you know, interact with stuff. That's pretty neat, but like, I don't know.
You know, the thing is at the Sony thing they were talking about it's one-to-one movement, you know, it's not a preloaded animation. And, you know, I have noticed with the Wii when you do like Wii Golf, if you mess up, your club doesn't necessarily go the way you went. It's kind of one of a few dozen animations or whatever, and then like it's one to one, so if you mess up the club will go where you go.
Yeah,
but at the same time it's like
so am I like throwing my club?
So just because it follows where you go, I mean, there's two things you can do. You can hit the ball or you cannot hit the ball. Does it really matter where your club goes? I don't think it does.
Yeah, I don't think, even though they say it's one to one, I don't think it's like, you know, smooth and perfect like they try and present it to be. It's still, you know, your basic Wii stuff that's already been done, like I said. Yeah. There was another cool game, though. I think it was on the Move. They presented it. It's like Mortal Kombat, like the like 2D side-scrolling.
Yeah.
But your body's shown in the game, like your actual body, no like character or anything. You see yourself on screen, and you're sitting there punching, and when you punch and kick, and you can do like these lightning throws and all these weird specials and stuff, and you just... It's like a, you know, a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
They used to have a thing for Sega Genesis way back in the day. It only worked on like four games, and it was it was X-Men, and it was a little pad thing, and you could actually move the X-Men and like press different buttons and make them kick and shit. And that was like 15 years ago. It's just crazy that all this stuff is like catching up, or they perfected it now. Yeah. But I still had it.
Let's move on to the next.
One last thing though. I just want to mention, somebody mentioned this, but what if you played that game that I just mentioned where your body's on there and you're going through these naked. Because you can see your body. Like, it's your body.
That'd
That's hilarious.
Great.
You're just in there fighting dudes and your just balls are flying around and stuff.
People join your game.
What's up? Naked.
Giving you like, meaning to say hi to Mr. Hankey.
It'd be like chat roulette.
Like, dude, watch me hit
say
this guy with my dick.
Say hi to Mr. Hankey.
All right, we can move on to more E3, but I just have three stories left. First up, official StarCraft II hardware rates you as you play. Apparently the new mouse, keyboard, and headphones for the new StarCraft II will tell you how good you are at the game.
Buy it?
What?
You gotta buy like a new mouse and a
Well, the mouse is $80, the keyboard's $120, and the headphones are $120.
Holy fuck. Lovely. That's like $300 worth of
more than a console.
You better really be into StarCraft 2.
Yeah, I don't want it that much.
All right. Another thing from E3, Xbox 360 Slim was announced. Or Slim in quotations. I think they call it the 360S.
It was a little smaller, yeah.
I want it.
Yeah,
it
looks
especially
neat.
Because my Xbox broke. That made it really easy for me to go, yeah, I think I'll get that.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to get a new one, you might
and
as well get it.
I've been talking about for a long time, like, kind of souping up my gaming setup. Because really, I've just had an Xbox and a TV forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I have speakers and a sub for surround sound. So I'm actually going to fucking do it. Because this thing has wireless and built-in. So I'm going to buy a wireless N router. Those are like $150. And then I'm going to get HDMI cables finally so I can hook it to the HDMI on my TV. And then I'm going to get a surround sound receiver with an optical audio port and take advantage of their new optical audio port to get the best audio quality ever.
Ever.
And it comes with a 250-gigabyte hard drive.
Yeah. And funny thing is, I'm still stuck with like the 20-gigabyte.
Yeah, I still have that.
You still have that?
Yeah.
And so the transfer cable is like $20. But you can use 8-gigabyte flash drives because that's how much they support through the...
Yeah, so you just...
And so, look who has the last laugh.
Bit by bit.
20-gigabyte guy. You know, the other 250-gigabyte guys that want to get a Slim, which has a different type of hard drive, have to actually use the transfer cable.
Yeah.
So they actually have to buy it because you're not going to transfer 250 gigabytes over 8 gigabytes at a time.
No.
But I only have like 18 gigabytes. I can do that 8 gigabytes at a time.
Yeah.
I guess it won't be 8. It'll probably be more like 6, but still. That's not that bad. It's worth saving the $20. All right. Let me just take a... Okay. From VGCharts.com, top 10 biggest things spoiled before E3. And this is... E3 in general, I believe, since ever.
When did E3 start?
A long time ago. I would think at least... I know it's at least been around 10 years.
Want me to
I
look
would
it up?
Say...
I got this.
Yeah. Actually, it's been around
Since 1993.
I'm saying... I'd agree with that. 93. I'll stick with that. I know it was around in 95 for sure. So I'm going to go with 93.
You going with 93, Leaper? Yeah. 93? Okay, this is, let's see.
Before or after?
It's gotta be before, right?
After.
94?
95.
Okay. I knew it was 95. I thought it would have been before that.
Yep, first held 1995.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Alright, top 10 things spoiled before E3. First up, new Super Mario Brothers. That was spoiled
the
before
Wii
E3.
One?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Sony Motion Control.
It's not even...
Microsoft Kinect. That wasn't really spoiled. I mean, spoiled seems like something that they were going to announce at E3. Was that really leaked? I thought it was just kind of...
Well, at first it was Natal. Is that what
they
were talking about?
But yeah.
Are they talking about last year when they initially announced it, or this
I think
year?
So, but I don't remember that being like a... like a leaked thing, like they're like, oh, this was leaked, because usually when something's leaked, a lot of people are like excited about it. But Rock Band keyboard, they've got a new guitar for Rock Band.
Woo!
Microsoft Avatars.
Yeah.
Halo Reach. The PSP Go. The PS3 price drop. Lips. That game really lasted long.
Yeah. Woo.
And Final Fantasy 13 headed to the 360.
Nice.
All right, so E3, your impressions?
Microsoft's conference sucked. Nintendo's was amazing.
Now, I know I'm going to come off sound like a
fanboy.
Come off like a fanboy. I don't think it sucked. I just think it was completely underwhelming. Like, they did talk about good things, like cool things, but the thing is, they were already things we knew.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I think they only, you know, talked about 3 games in particular, like, beyond, you know, Kinect stuff, and the rest of the time was just simply Kinect, and then at the very end they revealed the new Xbox.
For me, for it to be bad, it would just have to be, like, nothing good. And all that stuff was pretty good, just we already knew.
So out of 10, what do you think you would give something like that just for?
5.
Okay.
Pretty much middle. I mean, because like I said, like, that stuff I'm interested in, I just already knew it.
Okay. Personally, I'd give it 3.5, 4-ish. And then next up, I would say Sony's was actually pretty decent. I'd say about a 7, 7.5. Because they did announce some stuff, and they had a good presentation. They weren't, like, too, like, I don't know. Microsoft was very boring. I watched them all, and it's like, I don't know. Sony did have that one Kevin Butler guy or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
That
saw
was
that
pretty
live.
Hilarious. He was pretty funny. But, and then they announced some, or they talked about some good games. You know, they got Twisted Metal, and they did their whole 3D and their Killzone and all that business, and it was pretty, I enjoyed it. I didn't get, like, as bored.
Yeah,
like,
I think Sony's was probably between Nintendo and Microsoft.
Yeah.
The only thing that really saved Microsoft was the announcement of the new 360.
Yeah.
Even though that was apparently leaked before, I had never read anything on it.
I hadn't heard anything.
Yeah, so I was pretty pumped for that, but at least Sony had a little more substantial stuff.
Yeah, they gave a free 360 to everybody in the audience.
I saw
it. I was
it.
Like, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, I know.
Give it to me. I want a free one, please.
Leaper,
I deserve a free one out of all the fucking money I've dumped on
you. Did I ever show you the video of my 360 after it died? I put a video on YouTube under the podcast account.
Yeah.
Did I show you
I
that video?
I think so.
Of my Xbox to Amazing Grace on the bagpipes?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then Sony, I'd give about an 8.59. They did really
Sony?
Well. Or Nintendo.
Okay,
I mean.
I was going to say.
Yeah, they did really well. They announced a lot of games that I didn't even think
New
I
Zelda.
Wanted. Yeah, like, yeah. I didn't even think I wanted, but they interest me when they announced them. They started off with New Zelda, and that was kind of surprising because a lot of people thought that would be, like, their number one thing announced. So, like, they're going to announce that at the beginning. Wow, it's going to be pretty much down, like, you know, downhill from here or whatever.
No, it was good.
Then they, you know, announced, I don't know in order, but I'm going to say GoldenEye looks awesome. It looks very classic.
I didn't see anything about GoldenEye, but I don't think I need to. I mean, it's GoldenEye.
Yeah, and NBA Jam, that looked... They didn't actually show it on like their presentation. They showed the symbol or the logo, but when Screw Attack showed some hands-on, it looks just like... I mean, with updated graphics, but like even up to like when you deflect the ball flashes and all that kind of goodness.
Nice.
Like... It looks awesome. And Kirby's Yarn, Epic Yarn, that actually looks pretty fun.
Kirby's
like,
sweet.
I would never think, you know, a video game of Kirby surrounded by, like, yarn and, like, fabric. Like, oh, that sounds like a fun game. But no, it actually looks really interesting, like, different. Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Yeah.
That looks just like classic
Donkey
Kong.
See, what's
the
good thing about
Country.
Kirby is... Kirby has always been Nintendo's little, like, guinea pig. They've always done, like, weird shit with it.
Yeah.
It's always been good.
All right, so a little debate came up I saw on a website between the definition of, like, a rehash and a sequel.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are saying Halo Reach is just a rehash. And they're like, well, look, it's been only a couple years since Halo 3's came out. And they're like, look at Donkey Kong Country. Look at the span between the last Donkey Kong Country and this. And I'm like, you got it all wrong. It's not how many years, it's content and story that makes a sequel. Because like a rehash of Halo 3 would have been like...
Halo 3's story and redone.
Or, I hate to say it because I love Fallout, but a rehash of Fallout 3 is probably Fallout New Vegas because it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
the story is different, but it's pretty much the same thing. And I know there's a lot of Halo hate out there, but Halo Reach is actually substantially different from Halo 3.
Yeah, anybody that's seen footage or played the beta or any of that, or even knows common knowledge how you have loadouts, and it's kind of like we've said, it's Halo mixed with the good elements of Call of Duty and Battlefield and stuff, and they just kind of mashed it all into one, but ultimately it's still Halo, and to me, it plays so much differently. Like we said before, like, you play... Reach, you don't. It's so good that it's hard to go back to like 3 or ODST because it's just like Reach is just so much more fun because it's so fresh. So, how could it be a rehash if it's so fresh?
Yeah, and I guess that's a good way to put it. Like, if a game makes it so you can't go back to the older one just because you feel like you're missing something, maybe that's a good marker for calling it a sequel.
Yeah.
You know, of course you're going to go back at some point because of nostalgia, but like after the beta, it's kind of hard to go back to Halo 3 because you miss all the things that were in Halo Reach.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And is it just me? Or does story seem to be really underrated in video games?
Pretty much. I mean, do you it ever depends.
Do you ever see story in the aggregate scoring of anything?
Depends I never on see what that. Kind of game it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, because I've been following a lot of Mortal Kombat, and everyone's always talking about gameplay, 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 gameplay. I want to see all these different combos and parries and breakers and blah, yeah. blah, blah, and dashes and back dashes, so it can be like in all these tournaments, and it can be the best fighter ever and outdo Marvel versus Capcom and Street Fighter. And it's like, that's I play Mortal happen. Kombat for, one, the characters, two, the story, three, the gameplay is fun, but with a Mortal Kombat game, like, I accept...
I play for the fatalities.
Yeah, I accept that it's not the best, you know, yeah. fighting engine in the world. I accept it. I don't really care. I mean, if it gives a great fighting, great, but that's not my main concern, but yeah, as you said, like, with games like shooters and stuff, like... Yeah, story's kind of... I think story in general these days is kind of getting put on the back.
Yeah,
burner.
I mean, not every game really needs a deep story to be fun, but there's a lot of games out there that get rated on, like, the audio is so much, the visuals are so much, the gameplay, the online multiplayer. No one ever talks about the story. Like Spoonie. Now, I like Spoonie a lot. I love his reviews, but I had to disagree with him on Fallout New Vegas just being some new guns. There's a whole new story to that thing, and I want to know that whole new story. And I know it's not substantially different from Fallout 3, but adding new guns, a new scenery, and a whole new story is worth it for me to get another Fallout game. Because I love the story of Fallout.
If you enjoy something's story and then come out with something new that has a completely new story, that to a lot of people is worth it.
Yeah.
It depends why you play a game and how much you enjoy it that determines whether it's going to be worth it to go back to.
That's why the Shivering Isles for Oblivion was so big, because it wasn't just a few missions in the originally established story. It was a whole other game, pretty much.
I think as, like, gaming critics, they're a lot more, like, picky with what they do, because it's not just, like, Spoonie. It's Screw Attack. It's all those guys that we kind of follow or watch, because a lot of them...
I just kind of said Spoonie because
he was... Unless they're, like, huge fans of that series where, you know, they'll pretty much, you know, jizz over anything they see regarding that. It's... A lot of them are just so damn critical of, like, the littlest things that they don't really give it a chance.
Yeah, I just think story is really fucking important for, like... If you're going to make your game story-based in any way, have it be a good story. It's just... You know, maybe the visuals aren't that great. Maybe the audio quality is not awesome. But if the story's really good, who the fuck cares? Yeah. You know, I'm sure you guys have watched bad movies before that had a pretty decent story to it. So what if one actor fucking sucks? The story was great. It's worth watching.
So, yeah, like on RPGs, I won't play one of those games if it has a shitty-ass story. It doesn't matter how great graphics or anything are. Like, there's this one of the old RPGs that came out from when the 360 first came out, and I played it, and it was just like the worst game I've ever played in my life because it had a terrible story. I think it was like Enchanted Arms or something like that.
Yeah, that's why these days, like, I don't know why people are such, like, graphics and gameplay snobs. I can understand why they're important, and I agree that they're important, but they don't overshadow everything else in a game. It's like Pong has, you know, that's an addicting game gameplay wise.
It has no story.
But it has no story. The graphics suck. So how long can you really play Pong? It's like there's a lot of games out there that have great gameplay or great story or great graphics, just that one particular part about it, but they don't have the other essential parts, and they're just not, they don't last very long.
I remember seeing a thread online on, I forget which forum, but it was for Red Dead Redemption before it came out, and there was all it was, the guy didn't even say anything in his post. He just posted a screenshot. PS3 on the left, 360 on the right. Like 200 replies, and it was all about graphics. Apparently, these guys cared about was the graphics. Now, granted, the thread was about graphics, but 200 replies, that can't just be two people fighting back and forth. So a lot of people apparently just cared about the graphics. It's like, doesn't Red Dead have like an awesome story? Come on.
It's because there's some people that don't give a game a chance.
Graphics are not the end-all, be-all. Yeah. That's what I hate hearing first. I hate when people are like, have you seen that game? The graphics are so awesome. I hate hearing that first. I like graphics. I think they're, you know, I think they should be good and they should always be better. And But I hate hearing that first. I hate hearing the first thing that really blew you away was the graphics. I'm like, I guess if you've watched 15 seconds of gameplay, that's the only thing that can blow you away. But come on. Anyways, we're ranting.
We rant.
Or I'm ranting.
We do things.
But yeah, I don't know. I agree with that. What else about E3? Twisted Metal was announced.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn awesome. Looks neat. Has 16-player online, 8 versus 8. Which,
nice.
And helicopters that have like a string or a cord with a magnet attached so they can pick up cars and do all this kind of cool shit. And it just looked like
just
a lot
PS3.
Of fun. Yeah, it is. I plan on getting one eventually.
I do too.
Little Big Planet 2 looked pretty neat. And there's still like God of War and Uncharted 2 and all the other games that people rave on PS3 about that I'm willing to give a chance. Plus, if I ever get the next Mortal Kombat that comes out in March, I'd much rather get it in fucking PS3.
Yeah.
Simply because of the damn D-pad.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
When we played our MK versus DC, that's just
that
is
that
not
sucks.
Good.
Yeah.
So if I did have one, I would definitely probably get it on PS3, as long as you had it. But yeah. What else did E3 have? I'm trying to think. Any other awesome stuff? Reach footage looked good that they showed.
Yeah.
Gears of War 3 footage looked good. For some reason, I can't think of any freaking other games. Oh, yeah, Wii. That's what I was on before we even went into all this. So we got Kirby, Donkey Kong. They had a Mario Sports that looked kind of neat. Like, if you like Mario Tennis and Mario Golf, I like
baseball,
those two. But the baseball on those I didn't really care about. But they had, like, dodgeball and basketball that looked kind of interesting. I think I'm forgetting one more thing, but, oh, well, the 3DS looked kind of neat.
Yeah.
Like, in concept, I don't know if I'd get one. I probably, from what I've heard, I don't know. Like I said, 3D's not that big of a thing to me. Having to wear no glasses is kind of neat, but I don't know. Kid Icarus. I don't really care about Kid Icarus, but that's cool that they're finally making a game, so all the people that love him or wanted to see a game can finally get what they want.
Yep.
That's all I can really think of E3. I don't know. It was good this year. It was definitely a lot more like interesting than a couple years past. So.
Right on. All right, let's wrap up video games before it's already like half the podcast already. All right, let's move on to entertainment. Stefan, what do you got?
Jesus. That was probably the best intro music I've ever seen on anything ever.
I don't think you really see intro music, though, do you?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Wow. That is impressive.
You
want to
hear what your even newer intro music is?
Next week.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Throw it in there. According to Box Office Mojo, Toy Story 3... raked in an estimated $109 million.
Do you
want to
hear the
debut?
You guys all want to hear the spoilers?
I'm not seen it. yeah, $109 million. That's a lot.
It's a good chunk of change.
It's the biggest debut for a Disney movie in history,
nice.
I believe.
By God.
It was actually a good movie.
Was it?
I did see it. If you like Toy Story.
Like Toy Story.
I still think the first two are better, probably because I saw them as a kid.
Yeah.
But this one was still good. It was still right up there with them. I saw it in 3D, though. I don't know if I recommend, like, if you want to, if you're into that kind of stuff, like, you really enjoy the 3D,
is
great.
Is it worth the extra
$1.50 for the
glasses?
But the 3D effects in the movie weren't, like, over the top. Like, you know, it's not like it was prevalent in a lot of scenes. So, I mean, they have good depth when you have it in 3D, but it's not like anything's jumping out really at you, so it's not that big of a deal. Toy Story 4, maybe? Director says they don't really have any plans.
Toy Story 4 Reloaded.
They don't have any plans doing so, or making another one right now. But they do, however, they have announced that they are going to have a short in front of Cars 2, the next Cars movie, of involving the Toy Story characters. So they're not going to go away forever. They're still going to try and use them, but they're not really, they don't have any plans to do another movie right now. So another like 10 years you'll see Toy Story 4.
It'll be Andy's kids.
Yep. And Cars 2 comes out on June 24th, 2011. All mark our calendars, guys.
Oh boy. Hey, that's one day before I turn 21.
I've never even seen the first Cars.
I haven't either.
And it's probably going to remain that way.
Yep.
Dude, you got to give it a chance, man.
Unless I have a kid and they're like, Cars.
And I actually thought of something funny. You know how they always make adult films out of everything? What about sex Toy Story? Like, all the sex toys, like vibrators and dildos and all these, are like, oh, we got to get to the party, and then, you know, we got to get to the orgy.
Oh, my God. Andy had another great porno name. The Fister one. No, he had another great one. I heard it on. heard it yesterday, actually. I forget what it was. I'll have to text him, see if he can...
Go ahead and keep... I got a couple more stories revolving around this. But yeah, right. Isn't that pretty funny?
That would be myself. Funny.
He had, like, Schindler's Fist. I forgot what the other one was, but he had another great one last night.
The Breakfast Club. Porn parody, apparently. I'm surprised this movie hasn't been turned into adult film so far, but at long last, New Sensations, the company that brought you... all those other porn parodies is bringing you The Breakfast Club, XXX. When five college students are forced to spend their Saturday in detention, they think that this is going to be, like, a total bummer. But instead, it turns out to be a total... You get the idea. Boner, what's up?
Yeah.
Giggity.
All right.
Hustler filming Avatar-inspired porn in 3D.
What the fuck?
This is so retarded.
Welcome to the porn segment of the podcast.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why the hell people make these movies, but they do. I guess the porn industry doesn't have very good original ideas.
No.
Either that or I have a great sense of humor. The studio arm of the company has announced that the upcoming porn version of the film titled This Ain't Avatar XXX will be presented in 3D. Such are the production costs that Hustler is calling it their highest budget flick ever produced.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Good for them.
Sweet.
Will it be in 3D?
It's like a
cum
blast
coming at you.
Oh, dodge.
In other news, guy constructs 13-foot Stay Puft Marshmallow Man costume.
Yes. Awesome. you know what was funny? Is I was at Buffalo Wild Wings with some people last night because Brian was going to do the Blazing Wings Challenge.
Yeah.
Some people I used to work with, and my friend Sam was like, hey, anyone want to walk to the gas station with me? It's like right next door to get some cigarettes. I'm like, sure, but you got to get on my shoulders, and we have to walk in like Goro and go, do you have any cigarettes?
For gods.
he pussed out.
Oh.
But it would have been great.
Tyler Reed is the guy that's doing this, and he's 24, and he's building it for Halloween this year.
That's awesome.
Apparently, the total cost is currently lingering in the $600 to $800 range. It's a lot to spend on a costume.
That is.
But
a
it's
lot.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow
it
Man.
It is.
He's 13 feet. Sam Raimi has signed on to direct Oz, the Great and Powerful for Disney. It's apparently a reboot of The Wizard of Oz. What do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
That's one that doesn't really need rebooted.
Yeah.
The 3D prequel, of course, it's got to be in 3D because not these days. To the original Wizard of Oz, it's kind of hard to write that, actually. We'll start with the character in his pre-wizarding days when he's just a circus performer who suddenly gets whisked away on a hot air balloon by a tornado to the Land of Oz, and, well, you can figure out the rest. I don't.
Sounds like a great story.
I mean, Sam Raimi is a good director. He's the one that does Spider-Man and the Evil Dead trilogy and those stuff. But really,
it sounds kind of boring and stock.
They're just doing like the new craze things: reboot or remake, I should say, and 3D. Like,
yeah,
give it a rest.
It's a reboot, remake, in 3D.
Another thing I mentioned, do the 3D ticket, like, do they adjust the 3D ticket sales cost to, like, meet the highest grossing films? Because, you know, Avatar beat Titanic and The Dark Knight and all that.
I don't think they do.
because I'm sure these 3D, they're getting like what, like $4 more per ticket because it's in 3D.
I'm sure you can find.
Are you sure?
There's probably places where it's more.
Yeah, I've seen things that are like $12.
I'm sure if you went to go see a 3D movie in like LA or something.
Yeah, it's probably expensive. America, shit. When I went there on Friday, it fucking was like $10 a ticket at the movie theater. In the Mall of America.
In 3D, though?
But no, it was without 3D. Okay, that's because their fucking seats move. So in 3D, it was probably like $12 or $14.
I'm sure you could find the statistics somewhere with the adjusted.
Because I thought that was kind of interesting, because all these things are doing 3D, and Avatar is, you know, the highest grossing movie, but it's also in 3D and IMAX, so they're banking. Yeah,
they're balling.
Because that, like if you figure $2 to $4 more per ticket, that can mean, like, the whole ball game, folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, I just thought that was kind of an interesting point. Legal expert says Perez Hilton could face federal charges that could be career suicide.
Uh-oh.
If you haven't heard, Perez apparently snapped a photo or shared a photo on his Twitter account of Miley Cyrus stepping out of her car in a dress with no underwear.
Uh-oh.
She's
and
not 18.
Yeah, she's definitely 17. So, I do not like this guy. I have to say,
I don't like Perez Hilton either.
Annoying as hell. He's famous because, one, his name sounds like Paris Hilton, and two, all he does is gossip and talk like a little girl about celebrities. That's all he does. He's like TMZ, but one person. It's annoying. I don't know why people like this guy or give him attention, but they do. And he just looks stupid. But anyways.
He's just a big dumb head.
Yeah, and he tweeted a photo of this and, like, showed a cooch or something. And, yeah. So apparently he could be very screwed by this.
Giggity. Have to go check that out. Okay.
No, that's what I was thinking. Like, the article didn't show the picture. Anything, oh, well.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty much. The rock hard penis right there.
Yep.
But anyways, that is all for entertainment.
Okay. Well, that'll finish up this podcast then. Just to mention, we'll be here next week, and then we'll be taking 2 weeks off. One for SGC, and then one after, just because I have more stuff planned. So there will be stuff coming out on July 5th and July 12th. And then we'll be back the week after with our one-year anniversary special extravaganza, super fun time. And then, I don't know, stuff after. So for Leaper and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.